from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa gets his contract extension done. $212.4 million, $167 of that guaranteed. One of our good friends here, he joins us every week on the Joe Rose Show, Kyle Krabs. He is the host of the Locked On Dolphins podcast, also Locked On NFL Scouting podcast. Kyle is kind enough to join us here on this emergency Tua signing show. Kyle, good evening. Thank you so much for the time, my friend. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. It's anytime we get some Dolphins news, it's nice to just talk through it. So, I know this is one a lot of people have been waiting on for a long time, and glad that it's done.
Yeah, me too, Kyle. Hey, look, it was not a good situation for Tua to not be taking part in practice, and you know the hypothetical of him playing on the fifth-year option and franchise tagging and all that other stuff. This was something the Dolphins had to do, right?
Yeah, I think as easy as it is for those on the outside to point to what a long-term roster build for the Dolphins would look like without Tua. One of the things that we say on Locked On NFL Scouting is the easiest thing that you can do in the NFL is get worse at quarterback. And when you consider the last several years of investment in the type of talent and the time and the effort put into this scheme and compounding this scheme with new layers, new levels to it, anything else that would have been after this season a change in direction would have felt like some kind of transitional lag. And when you have as much talent as the Dolphins have to try to compete and win a lot of football games now, just didn't make a lot of sense. And then the options that were out there, who's out there that would have been and anywhere near a comparable price point or cheaper that would have been that much of a definitive better fit for Miami? And that's ultimately why I think you look at where everybody was at, and this made the most sense for everyone involved.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Kyle. And look, here's the thing, and you're right about the Dolphins' window is not going to be open forever with this current offense that they have, right? Tyreek Hill is getting older, not getting any younger, right? And he's playing at an unbelievably elite level right now. And you had to make sure that your quarterback was happy going into this season, right? To have a quarterback that's upset because guys that are comparable to him are getting paid, it's just no way to operate, right?
Yeah, and I think Tua's had a lot of very challenging and trying experiences here, and between the Deshaun Watson stuff and Brian Flores and the injury stuff. So I think he is a player who, as he's become more confident as a player, you've seen a better version of him. And whether it's a distraction or not, the fact that this investment in him kind of echoes that confidence, and I think that's the best version of Tua that you have, is the confident version of him. So I think it has benefits in more ways than one as it pertains to getting the best version of him. And obviously having the best version of him extends, because he touches the ball on every play, to getting the best version of a lot of players on your offensive side of football.
Kyle Crabbs here with us on WQAM as Tua Tagovailoa signs his contract here with the Dolphins. Now, Kyle, it becomes, can Tua take that next step? Can he continue to get better? He's young. He's got a lot of weapons around him. We got to believe, and obviously Mike McDaniel, who knows a whole heck of a lot about football, and at Dolphins front office, they believe he can take the next step. What do you think?
I think one of the things that's been a big point of emphasis already in training camp, whether it's Mike McDaniel with the press availability today, or Alec Ingold and Tyreek Hill, actual players on the team talking about our offense, we want to be more complementary. We want to be able to have more possession-oriented scoring drives. We want to possess the ball for 8 to 10 plays and move down the field to systemically score touchdowns. And, that's one of those things, I think, for Tua, where when you review where the meat was left on the bone for him in season last year, there were throws underneath that were there that were bypassed in the name of trying to get the ball to your best players, which is admirable, but the efficiency element of that, and I know he completed a very high percentage of his passes last year, but you can still look through a nitpick and say, hey, just working into that next progression or taking the easy completion, take what they give you. Mike McDaniel said today about those extended drives, you know, there's going to be times where you're catching guys, seven guys in coverage, 20 plus yards downfield. And in those instances, when they choose to take that away, what do you do? Do you take the easy stuff underneath and be a little bit more methodical, or do you try to play into their hand and still try to make something happen? And he wasn't explicitly talking about Tua, but I can think of those reps that happened on tape last year. So I think that's where the next level to tap into for him lies. And it's been really interesting to kind of, not necessarily at him, but the offense as a whole, kind of see the context clues that have popped up already in training camp about that specifically.
Kyle Crabbs here with us on WQAM as Tua Tagovailoa gets his contract done. Kyle, the other thing that, you know, we're getting from people on our text line here, and I find it to be, you know, almost funny, is they're complaining about the amount of money that Tua got. It's too much. You know, you can't give him that much money. And it's like, well, you know, this is the cost of doing business. He wasn't going to agree to a contract that was going to be significantly less than, you know, the Trevor Lawrences of the world, right? And Jordan Love is out there. He's sitting out until he gets his deal. I imagine it'll be somewhere in the same ballpark as what Tua got. But Kyle, this was the cost of doing business. I mean, there was not going to be any wiggle room here for the Dolphins. It's not like Tua was just going to take a whole bunch less than those other guys.
So I think the thing that the thing that I find is the best perspective on your investment is the average salary. What percentage of cap is that in the year that you sign the contract? Tua's is about 20%. The AAV, so the annual average salary, is about 20% of the $255.4 million cap hit, or cap space that teams have this year. That doesn't even rank in the top 10 as far as like percentage of cap in the year that you sign for the average salary of the deal. So the salary, yes, quarterback salaries are going up, but so is the salary cap. And the salary cap, at least with this latest round of contracts, is accelerating at a rate that is going faster than the acceleration of the salaries. So when you put it through that perspective, in another 2 or 3 years, if the salary cap continues to go up by an average of $15 million a season, you're going to look at the quarterback contracts that are being signed then, and that's why it works that way. And then you're going to look at $53 million and you say, hey, that's probably a pretty good bargain for a quarterback, regardless of what tier you put Tua in, because that's the economics of the league right now. So, yeah, don't sit here and compare them to Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, who signed deals 3 years ago when the salary cap was 175, when it's 255 now. I mean, that's just the economics of how the league is working right now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Kyle, I'm just curious. I know it's Tua's day here, but Tyreek Hill, who by the way has been Tua's number one fan during this whole thing. Do the Dolphins start to get to work on something there? Because, look, we're about to see, I imagine we're about to see some wide receivers get some serious money here, right? You have Brandon Ayuk, who's not happy. You got Ja'Marr Chase, who's sitting out. You got CeeDee Lamb, who's sitting out right now. Those guys are going to get monster contracts, I would assume. How do you think that impacts the Dolphins here moving forward?
Yeah, I guess the good news for Tyreek Hill and what his aspirations are is, or I guess from the Dolphins' perspective of adjusting Tyreek Hill, is I don't know that those guys pass Justin Jefferson. Cincinnati seems like they're going to play this thing out with Ja'Marr Chase, and CeeDee Lamb's has a little bit more of a hand to play, but I don't think that he ends up surpassing Justin Jefferson's dollar amount. And the one who would have an argument to kind of land in that ballpark is Tyreek. So I don't know that the latest round of wide receiver contracts pushes the ceiling of the wide receiver market any higher, in which case you'd be worried about Miami losing more money in the process if they do choose to adjust that contract. But if I were Miami, at least this year, if you wanted to appease Tyreek Hill a little bit, I would probably be a little more interested in kind of moving some money around, because he still has 3 years left on his deal, and then revisiting kind of what they did with Xavier Howard when he held out a few seasons ago. They shifted money from future years into the current year and then said, look, we'll revisit this after the season and kind of look at what we want to do long term when there's less time on it. So I think that's an option for them. I'm also curious if there's another domino with a younger player like Javon Holland, who's coming into a contract year. I would like to think they would have some contract talks there and see if maybe that's the next domino for them as well.
Well, you know what, Kyle? The beautiful thing is when the Dolphins take the field for that first practice in front of their fans on Sunday, we don't have to worry about money anymore, especially right. With our starting quarterback. We can get down to business. He's not going to be standing on the side in a hoodie or any of that stuff. He's going to be out there throwing, and the Dolphins can start to focus on ending that playoff drought, Kyle. That's the goal right now, is to get into the playoffs and to finally try to win one, right? I mean, that's it for the Dolphins. You got to get over that hump.
Yeah, I think that should be the expectation, and they have the talent to do it. They do have a challenging end-of-season stretch with their schedule, but they're a team that's very much in their competitive window with this nucleus of the team, and they've kind of taken some steps to prolong that and have guys in the holster like a Patrick Paul behind Teron Armstead, but that has to be the expectation for this team because they chose to bring in a number of veteran players, even if they got them on economically friendly deals or not. And they've been knocking on the doorstep, and it's time to take the next step.
Absolutely. Kyle, I want to thank you for the time this evening. I really appreciate it. Are you going to be out at camp on Monday?
I will be down here through the Saturday practice next week at Hard Rock. So, yes, I'll be down on Monday.
That's awesome. We're taking the show out there on Monday. So Joe and I will be out there. And we really look forward to seeing you out there in person and seeing the Dolphins in person as well. And just getting past money talks, man. It's time to talk some football here once again. So, Kyle, thank you for the time, and we'll see you out there on Monday.
All right. Sounds great.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.